This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Venezuela's opposition leaders say they've obtained the vote tallies from Sunday's contested presidential elections and can prove challenger Edmundo Gonzalez defeated incumbent President Nicolas Maduro in spite of what the government is saying. Reports from the capital, Caracas, say protests there have turned deadly. Alvaro Algaro has been reporting from the streets of Caracas for VOA, and he told VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program thousands are on the streets of Caracas Tuesday in spite of government warnings to stay in their homes in support of the opposition. Algaro said the opposition wants international observers to review the vote tallies they have collected.
The leader, Maria Corina Machado, is coming to the UN office to say to the international people they want a recount of the votes. They don't recognize the elections.
The U.S. and the United Nations have called for transparency and called on the Venezuelan government to release the voting totals so they can be objectively reviewed. Israel's military said Tuesday it used airstrikes and artillery fire to attack Hezbollah targets in seven areas in southern Lebanon. The latest cross-border attack came days after a rocket strike that killed 12 children in Israeli-controlled Golan Heights and amid international concerns that clashes between Israel and Hezbollah could spiral into a wider regional conflict along with the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters Tuesday during a visit to the Philippines he does not believe an escalation is the way things have to be.
While we've seen a lot of activity on Israel's northern border, we remain concerned about the potential of this escalating into a full-blown fight. I don't believe that a fight is inevitable. I think that we'd like to see things resolved in a diplomatic fashion.
This is VOA News.